Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
Disney goes grim. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
If you think I'm tasty and you want my body, come on, Hansel, take a bite.
I'm not eating anymore. You're disgusting.
I said take another bite.
From Edward Scissorhands to Beetlejuice to The Nightmare Before Christmas, the dark and magical world Tim Burton creates is iconic. However, his version of the classic Brothers Grimm tale of Hansel and Gretel and the unlikely pairing with the Disney Channel wasn't as well received as his future creations would be. We're talking about Tim Burton's Hansel and Gretel on the Disney Channel that aired only once.
It's a good sign when it airs only once.
I watched it to get prepared, and it was too early in the morning for this. It was very surreal, very jarring, I guess. It's a combination of stop motion animation, actual acting, actual actors in combination with it. And it's nuts. Early in his career, Burton worked as an animator and artist for Disney. One creation born from that pairing was the live action short film, and essentially his version of Hansel and Gretel. The bizarre retelling of this fairy tale would air only once. October 31st, 1983. Missed the Halloween mark by a little bit, but we're in that season. We're in the spooky season, right?
Yeah, we'll do spooky year-round.
You know what we'll also do year-round? What? Break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
It cost $116,000 in 1983. Today's money, that's what, 10 mil?
Yeah, I mean, that seems about right.
10, 15 mil?
It's interesting to think of Tim Burton animation in the 80s. Like, it's hard for me to go back there when I just think of what it is right now. Expensive.
And his relationship with Disney was never great. Mm-hmm. His vision and their vision, even though, you know, Disney had some pretty avant-garde content in a way, depending on how you see it and look back on it, mm-hmm. all things considered, considering how safe they keep that brand.
Yeah,
and how
definitely.
Much money they make, for better or for worse, has always done his own thing.
Definitely. And I think I just rewatched Beetlejuice and.
Same. I actually watched it essentially for the first time. I'm not a Tim Burton fan, or not culturally, I'm interested, but I'm not a fan of that stuff.
Interesting. I grew up on Beetlejuice and Edward Scissorhands, like that stuff. I loved that stuff. And I think it got more and more away from me as I got older and as his stuff became more commercially viable. But just reading the history of Beetlejuice and him having to convince essentially everybody to get involved in this bizarre, bizarre movie with an insane script. I was watching it with someone who'd never seen it before and they were like, what is this? So again, harkening back to that time and thinking about Disney, who does really well taking intellectual property and making it a hit, and Tim Burton, who does a good job at making bizarre into not even profitable, but like somewhat marketable, but they don't always mix.
So it consisted of novice Asian actors exclusively. So it's live action, and then it's mixed with stop motion. Like you could probably imagine the set pieces. It tells the story of Hansel and Gretel, but also not really. If you didn't know it was called Hansel and Gretel, you'd be like, this seems familiar, but I don't know what this is. And some of it is actually terrifying in a way that if you watched The Wizard of Oz as a kid and weren't prepared for what you were going to see, in that kind of in that realm.
It's a really dark story, which is why I can imagine Disney didn't adapt it until that time and probably hasn't since.
And he's kept pretty faithful to the Brothers Grimm version of it in a sense. Yeah, it's a pretty...
I'm sure Disney loved that.
It's colorful but drab at the same time. As you can imagine, things are melting.
Yeah, yeah. There's like candy houses and a dark woods and witches and just eating children is usually not like Disney's like jam, I would say. Probably not good for its target demo.
According to ScreenRant.com... the short is quite faithful to the original Brothers Grimm tale, despite odd quirks like a kung fu battle between the title duo and the witch, who uses candy cane nunchucks.
What?
There's also a character called Dan the Gingerbread Man, who sings an odd cover of Rod Stewart's Do You Think I'm Sexy, and wants Hansel to eat him.
I gotta watch this.
The film was considered lost, and some question if it actually ever existed. Hansel and Gretel resurfaced at the Museum of Modern Art as part of a Tim Burton exhibition from November 22, 2009 to April 26, 2010. A 34-minute version of the film, which is what I saw, was uploaded to YouTube in 2014, although it's speculated that there's a 45-minute version out there somewhere.
Give me those lost 15 minutes. It's interesting, though, that this commercial failure shown via Disney by way of this giant machine is panned and then it gets to go to MoMA and be critically lauded by the art community.
It's speculated. I don't know if it's true that part of the reason why it was only aired once is, or at least not resurfaced until 20 plus years after, is because Tim Burton wasn't crazy about it. He was embarrassed by it. Sometimes you're, as artists ourselves.
Sure.
When we look back at the early episodes of Ghost Town, we're comparing ourselves to Tim Burton and Disney together. Yeah,
absolutely.
Equating it. You look back and you're like, okay, so we've learned a couple of things. It is what it is.
Yeah.
It's a moment in time, and sometimes it can be appreciated in hindsight.
Yeah. At an art museum, better than Disney, better than Tim Burton.
Our first episodes needed a little more Rod Stewart.
I guess that's what we're trying to say. And
do you think I'm sexy? Don't answer that. We don't want to know.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.